أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. الله سبحانه وتعالى says in the Quran: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. He says, O believers, have taqwa in Allah Azza wa Jal, which means that we should be conscious of Him, we should be aware of Him, and we should protect ourselves from His punishment and His wrath, and we should never die except in a state of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I begin my khutbah by asking Allah Azza wa Jal first and foremost to send blessings and prayers upon our Habib, our Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa an'im wa barik ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim taslima kathira. Amma ba'd, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuhu. SubhanAllah, the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, Al-Quran, is a unique book because this book speaks to the people, speaks to me, speaks to you, and speak to us about ourselves, understanding ourselves, understanding our different personalities, understanding how we interact with each other. By the way, Allah could have just sent a book that speaks about Him, you know, focusing on His names and attributes as the Khaliq. But what's very unique about this book is that it's a combination of both, about our Creator and about ourselves as well. And subhanAllah, you know, one of the things that we really want to comprehend and internalize in today's khutbah is that one of the traits of the human being that exists in some of the human beings is this concept of narcissism. And Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned the most classical narcissist in the world throughout the history, and that is Fir'aun. And Allah has mentioned his story, and specifically in Surah Al-Shu'ara, Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned a debate that happened between Musa alayhi salam and Fir'aun. By the way, this debate is amazing. It's a great debate, to the point that Allah has documented this debate in the Quran for billions of people to read it and to seek guidance from it. That's a real debate right here. And in this debate, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us how Musa alayhi salam interacted with a narcissist. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He actually also highlighted what are the traits of a narcissist in the shape of Fir'aun at this point. What characteristics Fir'aun had that highlighted how narcissist he is. That was mentioned also in this debate. So before diving into this great debate, I just want us to understand that there are common traits for a narcissist. Some of them is self-exaltation, desire for control, manipulation, lack of empathy, fragile ego, and guilt trippings. These are common traits. And all of them exist in this debate between Musa and Fir'aun. So let's see how did this debate start. Now, just a little context. We all know the story of Prophet Musa alayhi salam. He was a child, and you know, Fir'aun decided to kill all of the males who were be born in this year. Allah has sent, you know, a wahi to the mother of Musa to put him in a basket. He was saved, but he arrived to the door of the palace of Fir'aun. He got to live with Fir'aun for years, and then he made the mistake by killing somebody unintentionally. And then as a result, he had to escape, and he became a homeless, jobless, and lost. And then Allah Azza wa Jal has saved him, got, you know, gave him a family, gave him a job. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made him a rasul. That's just a quick summary of the life of Prophet Musa up to the point where he's about to go back to confront Fir'aun now. Now Allah Azza wa Jal, obviously you know, Musa was terrified to meet Fir'aun because he escaped from his palace. But Allah has given him a command to go and to challenge Fir'aun in his palace, to talk to Fir'aun in his palace. And Prophet Musa told him, Ya Allah, I even have a stutter. I don't know if I'm going to be able to challenge somebody with this profile. And I even struggle with my speech. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla has told him, just take your brother with you, Harun, and say the dua and go Bismillah. And we all know the beautiful dua that Prophet Musa alayhi salam made before the debate to just renew his intention and seek Allah's assistance and guidance. He said, Rabbi shrah li sadri. Ya Allah, give me comfort, expand my chest, give me comfort. Wa yassir li amri, just make my affairs easy, make it easy on me, Ya Allah. Wa hlul 'uqdatan min lisani, just free my tongue. Let me speak that, you know, with ease. Make me eloquent. Yafqahu qawli, and make people understand what I'm talking about. Make my speech powerful. Now he has made this dua, now he entered the palace of Fir'aun. As he was entering the palace, Fir'aun is right in the front, sitting in his throne, around him all of the Israelites, and Prophet Musa standing right in front of him. And then Prophet Musa, with all confidence, he requested two things from Fir'aun. He told him, I'm here for two things. Right away, he said, I'm here to, first and foremost, I want the mala, your mala, the Israelites, to come with me. And the second thing, I want you to believe that Allah is the creator of all universes. Your creator and my creator. Inna Rasul Rabbil Alameen and Arsil Ma'ana Bani Israel. Two simple things. We are the prophets of Allah, Allah the creator. Send with us your mala, your people. Obviously, you may think that this is a crazy ask. I mean, you're just coming, you're weak, you have no power, and you're just challenging the most tyrant, you know, man in the history of human beings. And you're just telling them, just give me your people, and, you know, and just, I want you to acknowledge that I'm a prophet, and Allah is your creator and my creator. Who would submit to this? But let's see what happens. Now, Fir'aun's response to this, he said, قَالَ أَلَمْ نُرَبِّكَ فِينَا وَلِيدًا وَلَبِثْتَ فِينَا مِنْ عُمْرِكَ سِنِينَ وَفَعَلْتَ فَعْلَتَكَ الَّتِي فَعَلْتَ وَأَنْتَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. The first sign of narcissism is coming up right now, right in this sentence. I'm requesting from you something. I'm asking you to do something. And the response should be addressing this, you know, ask. Right? That's just the normal way to address a request. No, that's not the normal way for a narcissist to request to respond to a request. A narcissist, he thinks that his desires and his needs and his ego come first. I will not even respond to you. In these sentences, Pharaoh didn't even acknowledge what Musa alayhi salam is asking. He told him, do you still remember that we took care of you? And, you know, for years we've been spending all of this money on you, providing you this education and this healthcare and all of the privileges that you had in my house. You see here? He did not acknowledge the ask of Musa alayhi salam. Rather, he did something that's very known in psychology, that's guilt trippings. He is reminding him by the favors that he has made towards him to manipulate him emotionally. That's a trait of narcissist right here. You know, I'm just making you feel terrible about yourself that I have done certain favors towards you at some point. That's a way that narcissist will definitely embody. Now, how was the response of Musa alayhi salam? By the way, he has added one more sentence. A, I will remind you by all the favors that I have done towards you. B, فَعَلْتَ فِعْلَتَكَ الَّتِي فَعَلْتَ وَأَنْتَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. He said, you know, I want to remind you that you have done a mistake. Don't remember the mistake that you have done when you killed this man. I want you to be guilty. I want to put you down because you have done a mistake. I'm not going to let it go. I will make sure that I control you because I know for a fact that I know that you have made a mistake, and I will take advantage of that. That goes back to desire for control. That's one of the traits of narcissism. Even though in Islam, we believe in a second chance. This concept of tawbah, of repentance. You make a mistake, you ask Allah to forgive you, and you move on. This is how Islam works. But obviously for a narcissist, no, it doesn't work this way. I will make sure that I control you by mentioning your mistake. Now, how is the response of Musa, and how different his response to Fir'aun's response? Now, Musa alayhi salam, wallahi, beautiful. He said to him, قال فعلتها قال فعلتها إذا وأنا من الضالين ففررت منكم لما خفتكم فوهب لي ربي حكما وجعلني من المرسلين. He told him, you know what, I will take responsibility. I will take responsibility over my mistakes. I will hold myself accountable for my mistake. I will not dismiss my mistake. I will turn the mirror towards myself and say, well, I have done wrong. And then he said, فَفَرَرْتُ مِنْكُمْ لَمَّا خِفْتُكُمْ. And in addition to this, I was terrified, to be honest. I was terrified that you may, you know, come after me. And then I've changed. And when I changed, Allah Azza wa Jal, وَهَبَ لِي رَبِّي حُكْمًا وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Allah Azza wa Jal has showered me with blessings. I started fresh again. I gave myself a second chance, and Allah has given me this second chance. And as a result, Allah even has made me among the prophets. أَنَا مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. You see the difference? Musa alayhi salam's response, he's not ignoring or dismissing what Fir'aun is saying, just like he did when Musa alayhi salam requested from him to send his mala' with him. He did not do the same. He took responsibility of what he has done. That's a trait of a man with honor and a man who has good character. Now, what was the response? It was just a game, like back and forth. Fir'aun now, he told him, قَالَ فَعَلْتُهَا إِذَنْ وَتِلْكَ نِعْمَةٌ تَمُنُّهَا عَلَيَّ أَنْ عَبَّدْتَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. Now he said, I've done this mistake, but now I want you actually to acknowledge your own mistakes. You have been humiliating the Israelites, and you had taken these people as slaves. How dare you do this? You see, when you confront a narcissist, you never want to show weakness. You have to stay steady. You don't punch. You be powerful. You don't get humiliated. You don't get intimidated. And that's exactly what Musa alayhi salam has done. He has told him, you know, I took responsibility on my mistakes, definitely. But what about you? Now, would you take responsibility over the horrific act of taking all of these people as slaves and claiming that you're God? Would you take that responsibility? And then obviously, Fir'aun, he just dismissed everything that has been said, obviously. And now, what triggered Fir'aun is that Musa was talking about a higher power and a God that was more powerful than him. That what triggered him. And what triggers really any narcissist is his ego. When you mess with his ego, now you get problems. So now, Fir'aun said, قَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ وَمَا رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Who is this God that you have been talking about? Who is this God? مَا رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And then Musa alayhi salam, he stayed committed to the cause. And he looked at this as an opportunity for da'wah. He told him, قَالَ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِن كُنْتُم مُوقِنِينَ. He is the Lord of heavens, and he is the Lord of earth, and he is the Lord in between them. If you may be a believer, if you comprehend, you will understand that there is a higher power. Now he started, you know, he's still committed to the cause. He's not shifting. He's not deviating from the main cause. And that's one thing that you need to do, and I need to do. When facing a person like this, you don't shift from your own cause. You stay committed. قَالَ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِن كُنْتُم مُوقِنِينَ قَالَ لِمَنْ حَوْلَهُ أَلَا تَسْتَمِعُونَ. Obviously, Fir'aun continued with the way of mocking Musa alayhi salam, putting him down, making fun of him, belittling him. making sure that he is worthless. He wants people to look at him like this, because eventually when he is worthless, now he is, you know, big in the eyes of the people around him. That's a tactic. So he told the people around him, do you guys see what he's saying? He's just like trying to make fun of him in front of the mala of Fir'aun. Now, قال ربكم, and then now Musa عليه السلام continued. He stayed committed to the cause. He told them, قال ربكم ورب آباؤكم الأولين. He said, yes, yes, he is the God, and he is the God of my fathers and my ancestors, and he is the creator of this universe. Yes, that's something that you should not be, you know, making fun of. Now, قال إن رسولكم الذي أرسل إليكم لمجنون. Fir'aun responded to this and said, you see the back and forth, it's a game. Now, when there is no logic now, because Musa alayhi salam has brought to him that there is no way you can be God, and the God is the one who created you and me, the creator of the universe, you have no point. You know what Fir'aun did? He started now insulting Musa and getting personal. We were talking about the cause now. We're talking about, you know, what's logical. We're rationalizing our, you know, our arguments. Why did you shift? He said, إِنَّهُ لَمَجْنُونَ. He's just like, this man is crazy, man. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He's getting personal. You see? And then Musa alayhi salam also stayed committed to the cause. So he got back and said, قَالَ رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. And then he said, there is no way, because all the place that we're at now, the east and the west and what's in between, everything in this universe belongs to somebody who's higher than you, man. Somebody who's actually more powerful than you. And that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like keep knocking on the same point over and over and over. Beautiful. Now, Fir'aun took a different shift. He said, قال لئن اتخذت إلها غيري لأجعلنك من المسجونين. He said, now I couldn't really win you in arguments, and when I fail to win you in arguments, what I do, I would actually go and show you aggression. Now I would say, if you don't believe in me as God, I will send you to jail. It's like, what happened to the logic? We've been just having a conversation. Why did you shift that quick? Why now you're actually, you know, abusing your power, and that's another trait. Why are you actually, you know, abusing your power, and because you have authority over me, I'm a man who has no army, who got nothing, and you are, you know, a leader of an army. Now why do you abuse your own power? لَأَجْعَلَنَّكَ مِنَ الْمَسْجُونِينَ قَالَ أَوَلَوْ جِئْتُكَ بِشَيْءٍ مُبِينَ. Allah. By the way, that's a turning point in the story. Musa alayhi salam said, what if I show you something that proves that you're not God? Why do I say that this is the turning point? Because Musa alayhi salam, when he told them, what about I show you something, I show you a miracle, so you believe that I'm the messenger? A narcissist here would not accept this. But there is a mistake that Fir'aun has made by accepting this challenge. Because Fir'aun know for a fact that if he were to accept this challenge, he will get destroyed, because he know for a fact that Musa alayhi salam is a messenger, and he's not God, and he knows that he's not God. But his ego got in the way to the point that he made him blind to accept something that he knows for a fact that will actually fire back towards him. So he said, I will accept the challenge. It's like, what? That was the turning point, because things got downhill after this. And it's a domino effect. That was the first mistake that Fir'aun has made. And after this, many mistakes came in the way. He said, yes, I'm accepting the challenge. Allah Azza wa Jal has sent Musa alayhi salam with a miracle of just turning his stick to be a snake. And then he's just like showing his hand, and his hand was bright. All of the power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Fir'aun, has given Musa alayhi salam. And after that, Fir'aun, when he got defeated, he made another mistake. He said, no. What about we actually gather everybody and show me really what you got, and I will be, calling my magicians, and we'll see what's going to happen. You see, now he's making more mistakes. He knows for a fact that this is not magic. He knows for a fact that Musa alayhi salam is a messenger. He knows for a fact that he's not a lord, but his ego is getting in the way. His ego is destroying him. Now what happened is, okay, call your people. Allah Azza wa Jal has sent another mu'jizah and two different mu'jizat, two different miracles, to the point that he actually showed Fir'aun that he is a false god, and all of the Israelites believed with Prophet Musa alayhi salam. And he did not stop then. Even with all of this, he did not stop. You know what did he do? He said, okay, I will call my army and I will come after you. I will make sure I destroy you. You know that he is the messenger of Allah. And you're still challenging this? You're still challenging the fact that you are not a god? Yes, I'm still challenging this. And he thinks that his army will actually get his back. And we all know the ending of Fir'aun. The ending of Fir'aun was very tragic, because he has confronted Musa all the way to the sea, and Allah Azza wa Jal has destroyed Fir'aun and his people. Yes, you may think you have the best army in the world. You may think you have the best army in the world, that you are undefeatable, that you can destroy any country or destroy any army or destroy any nation. And once you get to this level, once you are blind and you're inhuman, you never want to underestimate Allah's power, because Allah has his own army, and you cannot bear Allah's army. You cannot bear Allah's army. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make us among those who embody the character of Prophet Musa alayhi salam. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا.